Well, it's White Ribbon Day this week. Phil Pakia is here to talk about helping Māori men in a positive and cultural way. Phil is a personal development mentor at Safe Man, Safe Family Aotearoa. Tēnā koe, Phil. Ko deo tēnei. Kia ora.
Oi, tēnā koe. Good morning.
Tēnā koe, Phil. Nohea koe, Phil. Where are you from, mate?
I live in Ruakaka Beach, just south of Whangarei.
Ka pai. And White Ribbon Day, we are obviously a focus here, encouraging staff, public to wear white ribbons, which is coming up this coming Thursday. What interested you initially, Phil, about White Ribbon Day? And can you tell us a little bit about the rōpū that you're involved with, Safe Man, Safe Family Aotearoa? How did you end up involved here, mate?
Oh, kia ora Dale. Yes, back in 2008, I was instrumental, along with another colleague. We started up the White Ribbon Ride in 2008. And we had a couple of military men come on the ride, started here in our community in Ruakaka, and then we took it from Ruakaka up into Whangarei, Kirikiri, Moriwa, Kaikohe, Kaitaia, and then round to Dargaville. So we rode our motorbikes around all those areas, promoting the kaupapa. And so we're still doing it today. And it's just been a journey that that I'm passionate about. Now I'm connected to the Safe Man, Safe Family kaupapa. I worked for the Not Okay campaign for the last 7 years. I was on the road with my work colleague, Vic Tamati. So we travelled the length and breadth of New Zealand and spoke at universities, gang pads, marae, workplace, social services, probation, prisons, corrections. So we've been around and just talking about, you know, family violence and what we've been doing to, you know, to change the mindset of the men that we work with.
We need to try and understand this dimension. I can't help but think back to the 60s, guys, and the guys who returned from war. There's a lot of sort of domestic violence. It was almost like it was somewhat expected in Māori households. It's never been good, but sadly, the legacy of those attitudes heavy drinking culture sort of permeated the next generation and the next. I mean, you know, the apple often doesn't fall far from the tree. So if you've known no other way growing up, then there's a chance you're just going to emulate what you've seen. Talk with us about the intergenerational nature here of domestic violence, and particularly guys who are bashing their missus and their wahine, which we know is unacceptable, but it has happened over the years. What would you say of the direction we're heading in collectively, Phil?
I think you're right. Stand back from way back, like the pivotal thing for me that gave me that light bulb moment is when Once Were Warriors came out, and I remember going to see that movie. I sat up in the back of the picture theater with a hoodie over my head, and a lot of that violence that was portrayed on that movie was something that ignited something in me, and in particular, when Jake the Muscle was bashing Beth, and then the children ran into the bedroom and jumped on the bed. Now, for me, that was the defining moment for me. Gosh, even getting emotional now. The defining moment for me when I saw that was my little sister, myself, and my older brother sitting on the bed, hoping my father wouldn't touch Mum. And we were hoping that our Mum wouldn't say anything so Dad wouldn't hurt her. So for me, that was a defining moment. And it ignited something in me. And brings me to the mahi I do today. You know, they say that, you mentioned the apple hasn't fallen too far from the tree. You know, they say that what walks in the fathers will run in their sons. And unfortunately, you know, I didn't want to be like my dad, but unfortunately became just like my father. And when you mention the apple, you know, we've got to stop blaming the apple on the tree and start looking at the pear on the ground. The solution lies with Mum and Dad. And the solution lies with all of us, basically. You know, if we change nothing, nothing changes. You know, we have to have a change of mind. You can change your car, but you can still have the same mind. You can change your clothes, you can still have the same mind. You can change relationships that don't work out, but if your mind hasn't changed, nothing will change. So that's where I see it, and that's why my marriage to my partner has lasted 43 years. We're still in love, and I think I'm good. We think we're good for another 10, 20 years. So, you know, we have the ability to change the dynamics in our family. It's just me. And that's exactly what I've done. I made those huge changes in my life, stopped doing what I was doing, come away from the gang scene. But this money of mine is, although I'm far removed from the gang scene, this money of mine is taking me right back in there. So I do get called to some gang heads, and I get to talk to some of the men in those spaces. Sometimes I get called up to take a funeral service or a wedding at a gang head. And so this is me seizing every opportunity to engage without judgment. And I'm passionate about it.
And I want to acknowledge your work and Vic's as well. I've bumped Vic, you know, over the years, and I know that this is something that's sustained. It's not whimsical. You're not involved here because it's the flavour of the month. This one runs deep, and your willingness to encourage our fellas to look at alternatives. Look, we all get frustrated. We all get hoo-ha, but, you know, we don't have to bash our kids or our wives or girlfriends. Sadly, it's too prevalent, and we see the upshot of that all the time with tragic court cases and guys who have overreacted, and women are injured or sometimes killed, sadly, and this was just a moment of madness and an inability to bring on board some other skills to combat that deep frustration we're feeling at the moment. White Ribbon Day is a reminder to us that all is not lost. If we can, you know, lean on each other as men there.
Yes, I believe so. But, you know, I don't want to, you know, although I support the White Ribbon, but not just every November on the 25th of November. I mean, it's not a program for me. It's a lifestyle. And I don't want to be a part of a group that blows in, blows up, and blows out. You know, well, I'm. You know, what we do is an everyday thing. It's a lifestyle for us, and it's, for me, it's not a job. What I do is not a job. It's a calling. It's a calling, and if it's a calling in you, that fire that keeps you going, will continue to burn. And so, what I'm doing now is encouraging young men, you know, to make that stand. You know. There's a saying that everyone should, you know, be a man or man up and all that sort of stuff. And you know what? It's a matter of birth being born a male, but it's a matter of choice being a man. And so for too long, us men have abdicated our responsibilities to lead our families. And we've left that basically up to our wahine. And all the years that I've been on the road, I have seen it's our women that have been the glue that's held families together. It is our women that are speaking up for help for their men. There are times where women are calling me and say, Matua, would you be able to help my tāne? So they're ringing on behalf of their men. And you see, us men need to be stepping up and making that call ourselves. So I encourage our men to do that. Be that man. If you change nothing, nothing will change. Be that man.
Well, Phil, all the best to you, Phil. This is you know, important and very meaningful and positive mahi that you and Vic and others have been doing. All the best, and thanks for sharing some rich kōrero with us today about the need to support each other. Phil Paikia with Safe Man, Safe Family Aotearoa, and all the best to you and your lovely wahine, mate. I hope that your dreams of being together for many, many more years come true. After 43 years, you've got to have something going on. Thanks a lot.
Mauri ora.